Tomorrow it is Patriots Friday around these parts, and we will be joined tomorrow morning by Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai. On Monday, we will be back at Gillette Stadium with Boomer Esiason and the head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo. A Mayo Monday on this show, and hopefully there's a big, gigantic smile on the face of Gerard Mayo after that game on Monday. What do you, Curtis, I mean, weather's going to be beautiful. Maybe a sold-out Gillette Stadium on Sunday for the home
opener. Oh, I mean, it's definitely sold out.
Yeah, so that place will be full, unlike last season.
Well, I mean, it was sold out last season, and it wasn't full.
I'm asking if there will be more people there.
Oh, it'll be banged out. It's going to be a perfect Sunday. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
weather forecast, your game day forecast is...
It's going to feel like the upper 70s, low 80s, sunshine. The wind's going to be going from left to right on your radio dial.
Excellent. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
What do you want to start with this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, you mentioned it already this morning, but Patrick Mahomes spoke about the presidential election and endorsing a candidate or not endorsing a candidate, and how his buddy's girlfriend, T. Swizzle, had endorsed a certain candidate.
Right.
And it seems as though...
I believe that President Trump mentioned Brittany Mahomes.
Correct. Exactly.
Yes.
And so that was asked to Patrick Mahomes about Trump mentioning Brittany Mahomes. Okay. And this is the back and forth that Patrick Mahomes had with the reporters.
Former President Trump referenced you and your family again today on Fox News in relation to his campaign. I just wonder what your reaction is to seeing that.
Yeah, I think I've always said I don't want my place and my platform to be used to endorse a candidate or do whatever either way. I think my place is to inform people to get registered to vote. It's to inform people to do their own research and then make their best decision for them and their family. And so I think that's every time I'm on this stage and I get asked these questions, I'm going to refer back to that because I think that's what makes America so great.
When you were at the U.S. Open this past weekend and you guys were there with Taylor and Travis, I mean, is that an important image to show that people who may have different philosophies can...
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always, dating back, I think if you've seen my history, I've grown up with people from every aspect of life and every background. And I think the best thing about a football locker room and kind of how I've grown up in baseball locker rooms, everything about that is people can come together and achieve something and achieve a common goal. And I think if we can, I mean, we talked about it a while back, but I think if we can do that as a nation, I think that we can get the best out of each other. And so I think that's something that I do every single day. And whenever I'm hanging out with whoever, I'm not thinking about their political views or anything like that. I'm thinking about the people and how they treat other people. And I was with a lot of great people this weekend.
Thought about specifically about the idea of President Trump bringing up Brittany's name? Does that affect you one way or another?
No, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's about me and my family and how we treat other people. And I think you see is that Brittany does a lot in the community. I do a lot of in the community to help bring people up and give people other opportunities to use their voice. And so it's in the political times, people are going to use stuff here and there. But I can't let that affect how I go about my business every single day and live my life and try to live it to the best of my ability.
All right. Good
job.
Good answer. Yeah. I like it.
Good job.
Very good answer.
I could not care less.
No.
Who a celebrity is voting for.
Yep.
Nope.
Or I could not care less who anybody here is voting for.
Nope.
When I grew up, I'd ask my mom who she was voting for, and she'd say, none of your business.
Yep.
Even if I knew.
That used to be the way it was.
Right.
Like, people would leave each other alone.
But that reporter, what an idiot. Like, he's been teammates, won 3 Super Bowls with Travis Kelce. They are clearly good friends on and off the field. They hang out in the offseason.
Right.
Who thinks of who Kelce's girlfriend is voting for when you see them at the U.S. Open? How does your brain not just go, wow, that's a weird-looking mustache?
People are losing it.
Right. Because we see so many relationships, friendships, family members split over politics.
Well, that's embarrassing.
It is.
Yeah,
leave everybody else alone.
Yeah. I know for a fact my parents have voted separately.
Who cares?
On opposite sides, and they have been together for a very long time.
Yeah, who cares?
No, that don't matter.
God.
Even if you do know who somebody's voting for.
Just get over it. You can disagree with people and still understand that they are great people right. that you can be friends with. God.
And the amount of people that, like, I got so many messages, mean messages yesterday saying, like, I can't believe that you idolize this woman who's, you know, supporting Kamala. Cares? Like, who cares what you think?
Who cares who Taylor Swift is voting right. for? Who cares who anybody else is voting for?
But the real issue, Greg, is that it's the person in that room who's charged with getting information for the fan base, asking Mahomes that question. That guy is obsessed with the fact that his wife is endorsing Trump.
Right. Yes.
Like, the people that follow the Chiefs, my guess is, don't give a damn.
Yeah, I don't think they care.
Like, so the reporter is not representing the people he's supposed to be getting information on behalf of.
Hmm. How do you feel about the Gucci bucket hat that Travis Kelce was wearing, Wiggy?
I
like it.
Yeah, I think Taylor...
Can I get a fake version of that somewhere?
Yeah,
I'll get
you
a real one.
You can get it, but I just think his look is completely changed. He is now, you know, straight out of the trailer park of Swiftland. He is completely changed. So anytime I see him, I'm like, damn, Travis.
You're more like mansion in Swiftland.
I'm pretty sure that Gucci paid for those people to be where they were at the U.S. Open dressed in Gucci. Like, yes. He made a bag off of wearing that bucket hat.
Yeah. So. He looks like a porn star, though.
He
like
looks
a
great.
70s porn star or, like, you know, a 70s
mustaches
police
are back.
Yeah.
Ricky.
No, stop
especially
it.
Especially the handlebar.
So they're so bad.
I guarantee you, if you polled women would say Travis Kelce.
We literally have a woman
one woman
in the room.
Right here so, who just said he looks great.
Does he look better with the beard or the mustache?
I think he looks better with the mustache.
Man,
I think
stop
he looks
it,
hot.
Courtney. You are. If there's 100 women, you would be the only one who would
okay.
say the mustache.
Well, we don't have 100 women. Well, we only have one. So
man, he looks a mess with that thing. Shave that thing off, man.
All right. What's next, Shine?
Next, let's hear from actually Evan Washburn, who covered the was on the sideline for the Patriots game this past weekend.
Best hair in TV, Evan Washburn.
Yeah.
I think it's up there.
I think you're absolutely right, Curtis. He talked about what they learned about the Patriots' unique handling of Drake May in practice, and I thought this was very interesting.
There was more that we learned over the course of our time meeting with the Patriots about what is a unique situation when it comes to the starter in Jacoby and the backup, if you want to call him that, but the future in Drake May, the top five pick. So some of the nuts and bolts of it, Chris, are this. Jacoby's the starter. He won the job in the offseason in training camp. Drake May's the number two. But during the week, he gets 30% of the first team reps. And for those that don't know, a backup in a normal NFL situation, if they get 5 to 10% of the first team reps, that would be a lot. On top of that, when he's running the scout team, he's not getting a heads up of what he's going to face. So it's not a situation where he's there just to help out the first team defense. They want to use that as live game reps, if you will, for Drake May to face what appears to be, after what we saw yesterday in Cincinnati, a top tier defense in New England.
Very interesting.
Mm, yeah.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. I just wonder if you're ever going to see Drake May this season.
Based off of that,
short of Jacoby Brissett getting hurt, I don't know if you're ever going to see him. I
think it depends on the record, right?
But then again, Shime, like let's take this week at a win,
yep. Okay?
And then you're 2-0.
Yep,
correct.
You think you're going to beat the Jets?
No,
you could. If you're 2-0, you could.
Wiggy doesn't.
Yeah, I mean
okay.
You could.
The way you run the football, you might.
You think you're going to beat the Niners?
No.
You think you're going to beat Miami?
No.
Probably not.
You're going to beat Houston?
No.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Did we think they were going to beat the Bengals?
No, that's true.
No. If you are 2-4,
yes,
and you're coming off four losses,
right?
Are they going to be overly concerned about the mental condition of Drake May when it comes to putting him in that situation?
No. Based off
Are you sure?
Based off of what we just heard, if they're giving him 30% of first-team reps, which is a massive amount, and they're not telling – like, normally when you're on show team, you know what they do? They hold up a card in front of the show team or the scout team offense, and they circle a guy, and they say, hey, quarterback, we want you to throw the ball to this guy because we're playing this coverage. If they're saying they're not doing that and he's running plays blindly where he has to kind of read the defense, he's they're saying, all right, we want you to get these mental reps
yeah.
and, you know, see what you see with the defense. That tells me that they expect him to play this year.
Yeah, I just, I don't know about that, Wiggy.
So
I,
why are they giving him so many reps?
Because they want him to be ready for next year. Like, they've determined that he's going to be the starter next season.
So you
like,
give him 30% of the reps?
I think, Greg, my assumption is, I bet you see him week 13 is the first time you see Drake May start a football game. Barring injury, I bet that is probably when you see him. You see him against the Colts at home, and then you get the bye week to kind of digest what happened, and then you go out to Arizona.
You lose four straight, the people will be screaming and yelling. Like,
no, people will be screaming and yelling, but it doesn't do him. I can see them sitting there. I'm not saying it's right.
Uh-huh.
But sitting there and saying, we just lost four in a row. The tide has turned here with fans, and we don't want to throw the young quarterback into that situation.
But I've been told is from, not you, Wiggy, but people that have called in saying to play Jacoby is like, you don't want to ruin him mentally.
Yeah,
well, so after four straight losses, that you don't think that's going to ruin him mentally?
And if they lose...
Wait, how would it ruin him mentally if he came in when the team was... Like, he would be
No,
the...
she's talking about Jacoby Brissett.
No, I'm talking about Drake May.
Drake May.
Yeah.
I don't think she's saying it.
I think Drake May is fully able to digest everything that the NFL is going to throw at him. I don't think he's mentally weak one bit. But if you're going to tell me that a rookie quarterback needs to be handled with kid gloves because of his mental capacity, I don't think throwing him in after four straight losses when the team might not look good around him is a good way to get that mental capacity to another level.
Oh, yep. I think that's the best time because... The only thing that the team could do is continue to do what it was doing before he got under center, which is lose.
Well,
if the team's 5-1,
if he's getting hit over and over again, if he's getting beat up out there, you think that that's going to do wonders for him?
What does that have to do with their record heading into that game?
Because I'm assuming that Jacoby Brissett was getting tossed around if they're losing four straight.
No, I mean, I think if he's going in when you're still in the playoff push and he struggles, that could hurt him mentally.
Right.
But if they're out of the season, then who cares?
Right, because the expectations
I think confidence-wise, putting him in a situation where the team's not good around him won't help.
Well, I'd ask this question to everybody. Why is his mental capacity going to be so much better next year?
Well,
just
that's
because,
what I've been asking. But
just because, this is what I'm asking. It's not. Like, the fact that you sit on the bench for a whole year doesn't mean all of a sudden next year you're mentally...
No, it doesn't.
You're still considered a rookie until you actually play three games into your second season.
Yep.
So he's going to... Everything that we're talking about, he's going to have to deal with next year as a starter. So so why not play him this year and then say, hey, expectations are low, we've just lost four in a row, and if they do lose four in a row, do you think that Jacoby Brissett is going to have two games where he played really well and you lost because of your defense, or is he going to struggle in all those four games?
Your lips to Mayo's ears, but you heard him on this show Monday tell you that Jacoby Brissett is a starter. They have full confidence, and he's the guy.
Yeah, he's a starter for week two.
I am just telling you to prepare yourself that you may not see Drake May this season. All right. That is, they said it. We can continue if there's more, and I still owe everybody a lead. It's kind of a post, it's like dessert lead.
Ooh.
Pork. If I could, Sean.
What kind of dessert?
I feel like it's a creme brulee.
Mm.
Okay.
If you're up for that.
I'm in. I think that sounds lovely.
Okay. Mm. I mean, unless you want something that's a little healthier, like fruit with little creme fraiche.
If I'm getting a dessert lead, Greg, I want as nasty as you can make it for me. In the best way possible.
Okay, let's not think about
it. Like I had last night at Wicked Crafts, I had the Oreo.
Two mentions.
Well, it's a good place, Curtis. It's like an Oreo with gummies in it. Like a chocolate Oreo gummy. Yeah.
I think that
dessert.
Was the dispensary.
Yeah, I think you've had enough when it comes to the gummies.
I'm not a big gummy fan, though. I told you, I had gummies before, and I could not find an airport in Houston, Texas.
That's right. You went to Bush instead of the other.
And I had them the night before. Uh-huh. So it wasn't even like I was popping them in the
really
morning.
Messed you up.
I had them the night before and could not find the airport. My wife and I were like panicking. We're like, where'd they go? What happened to the airport?
I wish there was a camera on you.
We ended up at one airport. We're like, this don't look familiar.
That is scary.
And then it dawned on me. There's two major airports.
Right.
No, it dawned on you that you shouldn't have done the second gummy.
Yeah.
What were those? But like 15?
No, they were. They were
20s or like what was the dosage there?
No, my wife's friend. She made chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, you can't trust that.
Cookies right? are too good.
And then, you know, and I don't know how much, you know, kush she put in there, but it was the night of it. I was like, cool. The next day,
I can just picture. I can picture Wiggy with this huge grin on his face riding the carousel with the baggage.
No, no, thinking. We were driving. All over Houston, speeding around. Like,
that's scary.
I mean, I was like, I was at Tyreek Hill speeds looking for the airport. I was like, we're going to miss our flight. It was a whole.
Did you miss it?
No, no. We luckily, we like somehow were like, oh, that's another airport.
All right. So them gummies hit.
Hey, we got into the line. We were like, man, we're going to miss our flight. People
Houston,
let us go.
We have a problem.
We did have a problem. Hey, so those, they ain't hitting, though.
Yeah. Huh? They ain't hitting, though.
Gummies hitting, though. All right. That's a shirt. Gummies hitting, though. All right. Here's Courtney. And what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox take down the Orioles 5-3. The guys now on the road to take on the Yankees tonight, 7:15. First pitch, Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:15 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Sam Kennedy's coming up at 9 for the front office report. We have an AFC East showdown tonight. The Bills are in Miami to take on the Dolphins. Kickoff is at 8:15. And save today at Shaw's and Star Market. Get value pack 80% lean fresh ground beef or 93% lean Shady Brook Farms ground turkey. Only $2.77 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And Wiggy, I don't want to make you feel bad. Uh-huh. I once booked a 3-night weekend stay for Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the hotel in Maine. I was like, oh, I'm checking in. They said, oh, wrong city.
Yeah, I was like Smokey and Friday in a chicken coop running down the street. I was completely geeked.
But if Curtis, only there was a GoPro.
This has happened to you when you weren't on something, as my mom used to say.
That's right.
During a road show. You went to the...
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. I mean, famously, I drove to the Brunswick in Brunswick, Maine, not the Brunswick Hotel.
That is confusing.
Yeah.
In Old Orchard Beach. Well, I mean, I did drive past the Portland airport, and I knew it was south, and I was like, oh, maybe it's a new route. Idiot. That is me. 56 degrees, mostly sunny afternoon high in the low 80s.
By the way, Golden Dong Award this morning to John Bon Jovi, who saved a woman's life yesterday. She was on a bridge. Thinking about jumping.
A bridge we took in Nashville. I walked that thing every day.
Was that near our hotel when we were there for the golf tournament?
It was the bridge that right at the end of Broadway, it takes you right to the Nissan Stadium.
I was going
to
say, going over toward the stadium.
Yep.
That same bridge. And John Bon Jovi filming a video and saw her about to jump and talked her down. So, Golden Dong Award.
Right.
If you could have your friend paint a penis for John Bon Jovi, we will send it in his direction, Courtney.
I'll get her right on that. Okay.
And by the way, speaking of giant erected statues,
yes.
Did you see what Zuckerberg got?
No.
He bought his wife a 7-foot-tall statue of her of herself.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, some like bronzed massive statue.
To put at like the crib or something?
Yeah, I mean, right. Hey, God love him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is amazing. Even if you're worth $200 billion, you could still be henpecked.
No, I heard his wife had sent him out to get flowers and came back with potted hydrangeas, and it was a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to get to my lead.
Yeah, you do.
Dessert lead.
Mm.
A little late.
Mm.
But we were interrupted by the great Bill O'Brien this morning talking about Boston College football. So my lead, a quick follow-up on a lively discussion that occurred on this show Tuesday with Wiggy and the great Ty Law, because it was a Ty Tuesday. And that discussion was on Tyreek Hill and what happened pregame on Sunday when he was pulled over by the Miami-Dade police officers and then put in handcuffs and didn't refuse to roll his window down and didn't want them knocking on his window. And so yesterday, Tyreek Hill was asked about it, and I got to give him some credit because this is what he said.
Yes, I will say I could have been better. You know, I could have let down my window, you know, in that instant. But the thing about me is, man, I don't want attention. I don't want to be like cameras out, phones on you, you know, in that moment. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm human. I gotta follow rules. I gotta do what, you know, everyone else would do.
Now, does that give them the right to literally beat the dog out of me? Absolutely not. But at the end of the day, I wish I could go back and, you know, do things a bit differently.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That is good.
Right. Owning it up.
Yep. Right.
Oh.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I said it from day one, from Jump Street, like, you know, just comply. Even if you feel like they're harassing you or whatever, like, do things that to try your best. I know to de-escalate it, but sometimes you let the emotions get the best of you. And he admits that, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing.
And
so
you take him at his word? Like, you think he's being transparent there?
Well, or? I mean, the only thing I could do is see if he gets in another situation, and then if he actually does it, you know. Yeah.
I mean, I will say right after that, Chime, he said that he would like some sort of a repercussion for the police officer.
He got to go, man, because in that instant right there, like, not only did he treat me bad, you know what I'm saying, he also treated my teammates with, you know, disrespect. You know, he had some crazy words towards them, and they ain't even do nothing. Like, what did they do to you? They just walking on the sidewalk. I don't know, bro. Like, he got to go, man.
You know what I find to be fascinating?
Yes.
Tyreek Hill doesn't think people should get second chances. What an a-hole. Honest to God. Could you imagine lecturing police after you pled guilty to strangling your pregnant girlfriend?
And don't forget about what you did to your 3-year-old.
Yep.
He's not wrong about the cause, wrong person to be mentioning it.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, if I'm him, you know, obviously because everybody's going to bring up your history, I would just say, hopefully this guy can, you know, do things better moving forward. Yeah. I don't know. You know, I never want to call for somebody's job because who the hell knows what's going on? Unless this is like a pattern of behavior for the dude. But you just got to think, like, damn, if he's doing it to Tyreek Hill and these guys getting filmed, can you imagine what he'd be like if you're just a regular, you know, Joe,
right,
and you're not getting filmed? But he must be like real RoboCop.
But Curtis is right. He's been afforded several chances by the NFL.
Yeah.
And I mean, he doesn't want this police officer to get a second chance.
Yeah, I, you know me. I never say, you know, fire a guy unless it's crazy. I think what he did is kind of crazy, but I would say put him on paid leave. And, you know, as long as he doesn't have a pattern of behavior of doing this, you know what I mean?
Right, so, like Tyreek Hill's pattern of behavior.
Yep.
Yeah, I also think he's a 25-year vet. So if he has a lot of knocks against him for doing things like this, then there's reason for concern. But if this is a one-time thing, it's just crazy to me because it does seem like they knew it was Tyreek Hill, so they knew that this was going to grab a lot of attention.
Right, right.
This is Dave from Connecticut. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
What's up,
Hey, Dave? I called yesterday, you know, from the cop perspective, and you know, I did watch the video a little bit more in detail after I called it, and I got to explain to Woogie he was right in the fact that it could have been de-escalated basically by the tone of voice and what you say and how you say it to people. And, you know, I think the cop was wrong in putting him to the ground. That wasn't necessary.
Ooh.
I mean, get him out of the car and talk to him and say, you know, we had a, you know, let's just get this thing done. And you can be on your way. And there's a lot of things you can do to de-escalate. And Wiggy, you were right.
This is progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Dave was very passionate when he called.
Which he should be as law enforcement.
Talk to you and Ty.
Right.
And this is progress. Like, yeah. This is essentially breaking bread.
That is what.
And I do love. And I do love. Yeah. I do love bread.
Tyreek's statement was from the heart. You could tell he meant it. And I think that means a lot. And I think, you know, like you said, Wiggy, if the guy doesn't have a history, if you have a history doing that, then maybe it's time to find another profession. But if he doesn't, you give him a couple of days off, say, listen, we all learned our lesson. Let's move on.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I look at it.
I love it.
There you go.
nothing I like more than breaking bread and then dipping it in soup. Ooh. Although, seems like soup is on the decline in America.
Is it?
Ooh. Yeah.
I love French onion.
This is so frustrating to me. The Campbell's Soup Company, brand change. They're no longer including soup in Campbell's.
What the hell do they sell?
Yeah. They're going to sell other things because people don't think soup is healthy anymore.
I just
hot liquids are useless.
Oh God.
What?
Yeah, hot liquids are useless.
What
they warm you up. Please, they make you feel nice.
Like hot coffee, useless.
Please expand on that.
Hot coffee, useless. Hot cocoa, useless. Soup, useless.
Excuse me. Cold day, winter. How do you warm up?
Yeah, make a chili. Like, make something with substance. What do we do? I don't want to drink my dinner. What are we doing?
If you're sick and your throat hurts, there's nothing better.
Get a cough drop.
What?
I love French onion soup. That's got a thickness to it. Not like a chili thickness.
The soup part isn't thick. The cheese and the bread are.
Right. Oh, yeah. I hold the soup.
But yeah, I draw the line. Mushroom soup.
Yeah. Oh,
I draw the line at chowder. Chowder is thick enough that it's good, but anything beyond chowder closer to soup, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Rebrand.
Hot liquids are dumb.
Like a shocking rebrand
by
the iconic Campbell Soup Company after 155 years removing soup from the brand.
Greg, I am not a brand manager, but might just have a quick idea for them before they cancel the entire soup division.
Yes.
Maybe if you don't want people to think soup is bad for you, you don't call it chunky.
No, but chunky soup is good.
Right, I know. Nice. But maybe if you, instead of removing the entire soup division, you take out chunky and you say Campbell's yummy soup.
Oh.
They are, you know what they're choosing over soup? The Pepperidge Farm goldfish. They own the Pepperidge Farm goldfish.
That's a good pivot.
Well, that's important.
They own the Cape Cod chips.
All right.
Good pivot.
Like that.
And Snyder's of Hanover, the pretzels, and great they pivot. Saw 13 Americans are reaching for snacks over soup. 13% rise when it comes to the snacky things, 3% in soup.
Can I ask an honest question?
Yes.
Is there a single soul in this room that wouldn't choose any of those three snacks over a soup?
If I'm sick,
I would not. If I had a tomato bisque with a dollop of sour cream and some bread with cheese on it to dip in it, I'm all over that all day long and night.
Sometimes
I'll take the goldfish. Thanks.
Sometimes I struggle over appetizers because I see a French onion soup.
Well, you can still order it.
No, but then it's like, because when I get a French onion soup, I want to consume
you
the whole thing.
You should get the appetizer and then dip it in the French onion soup.
Yes.
Put a little bruschetta with that.
So how does Shime feel?
He hates hot liquids.
Well, here's
what a
dumb
weirdo. What like a weird useless take.
Here's a hot liquid, because soup is kind of like this. When you think, especially Campbell's chunky soup, what they put the beef in there and the potatoes. How do you feel about gumbo?
I'm not a gumbo person.
Well, gumbo is thick enough that it's fine. It's good.
Okay.
And like, so
that's
like
a kind of soup thing where they just add things to it.
But you don't like gumbo, right?
Because
it's seafood.
No, but you don't have to
have. Oh, you can make it without it.
Yeah, you can make it without. But I'm just asking, because it's just like a soup. Like when you get a chunky soup, usually they put beef, potatoes, vegetables in there, you know. So it's kind of got that, you know, like that chunkiness to it. And that's why it's called chunky soup.
Can I just say, underrated beef barley soup. Very good.
Never had that.
Really?
I love it. And I would say
he's right. The cream of anything is my go-to. The cream of mushroom, the tomato bisque cream, the cream of anything.
Cream of mushroom is such an underrated soup.
Cream of chicken is to die for if it's done correctly.
And I would say the Cape Cod, whoever came up with the 40% less fat Cape Cod chip, it's so dumb. Because it's still bad for you, but you eat it thinking it's light.
Right.
Well, you know, here's what we need to do, because you just gave me the chills, and I haven't had this soup in forever, and my grandmother used to make it. You know my boy Bula at Sons of Sicily?
Right.
We need to get Mama Bula in here to make the wedding soup, the bastini with the meatballs in it.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had that?
No, I've never had it.
Oh, with the meatballs?
Nope, never had it.
As long as you're thicken it up with the Parmesan, I'm okay with it.
And they put the little celery in there. I would like to see what Shime thought about that.
Well,
Shime,
I'm announcing it now for America. New moonshot for this show, saving soup.
I'm with you.
How's the Duncan and Stowe going?
We're too soon.
Good point.
We failed on that one. We didn't make it to the moon on that, but the next one is to save
you. I think Reiner sabotaged you.
He probably did. All right.
No soup for you, Sean.
We are going to get to Courtney and to today's news coming up next. Well, you know, if the Campbell's Soup Company had just adopted moose soup, then they'd still be alive this moment. I was told we left moose soup off the list of soups when we were talking about Campbell's and the fact that they are rebranding and leaving soup out of their name because apparently America is turning its back on soup, which I find myself infuriated.
I'm leading the charge.
Chime, you can have a cold soup. You act like gazpacho isn't a thing. Like, have you ever tried a delicious gazpacho as a cold soup?
No.
Soup doesn't have to be hot. Soup
okay, well, cold things are good.
You can have like
cold liquids are good.
A honeydew soup, like a melon soup.
Is that a thing? You can make soup out of melons?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I never had a melon soup.
I do love a smoothie.
Do you think that Shime's quest to end soup is due to the sodium that is involved in your intake, that he's on his health journey and doesn't want, you know, the extra calories?
Well, not every soup is high in sodium.
Well, most are.
I said this
to
Greg.
I also heard that same phrase during the Shannon Sharp accidental IG.
Oh, God.
I do love a smoothie.
What?
What were you saying? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that.
It doesn't matter, really.
No, it really doesn't.
What?
I can't get into this Boston Herald website. It was built in 1730.
I got to tell you something. Until we get the details, I'm gonna reserve comment.
God.
But just a warning for the Boston Herald. If they are coming at my guy, Coach Wiggins, with this article today.
About what?
They are gonna have a problem. Were you? Did the Herald reach out to you?
No, I haven't heard from the Herald.
We don't have a subscription, like a lot of people.
I have subscribed 3 times, and it won't let me get to this effing page.
I don't know what's going on here, but I'll just read you the headline, and then later we'll get to it.
All right,
it's clickbaity.
It's very clickbaity. It says Patriots champion Jermaine Wiggins caught in mess of Brockton's $18 million school budget deficit. Caught in the mess.
Is this something I don't know about? Wait a second. Is this something that I don't know about?
If the Herald's writing about it, you should know.
Clearly, I don't know about it.
I know, so that's why.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Was your salary like $12 million or something? I mean, let's just get this out of the way.
Listen, like Bill Belichick, I'm going to keep quiet on my salary here. I mean, seriously, $15 million wouldn't be enough.
What the heck?
So Harold, no call for comment.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
We have got to read. Somebody send it over if you have a.
Please
is that
do.
Like stealing cable if you get somebody to send the article over?
I am telling you, Boston Herald, have some sense. Like, I've spent the last 7 minutes trying to pay you to read this story. Oh, I have it. Okay,
I
have
please,
a digital
fill me
story.
In.
What's it cost, the subscription? Is it like 50 cents a month? Or
I feel bad. $1 for 6 months.
Oh, that's
Greg,
good,
I've never heard Curtis harumph more in the last 7 minutes.
Oh, my God.
That is
like
a good deal.
All right.
You know what,
let me
the problem
try and read this because
when Curtis is trying to subscribe to these things, he doesn't know the credit card code, the PPV that his dad has. So
right.
It takes him a while.
You gotta text him.
Keeps changing it on me.
First off, how much is the Boston Herald worth?
In total?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
are you? Well, is this some sort of threatened litigation or something?
Hey, listen. You never know. Let's see what they have to say.
All right. Curtis, we haven't pre-read this.
We have not. I'm trying to. Here we go. Okay.
All right.
Can you read it in dramatic fashion?
Okay, Shime, can we get some music?
Do you have any music, Shime, for this?
I wasn't prepared for this. I'll try and find some.
I'm scared.
Headline, hiring Wiggins sacked in report. $18 million Brockton budget deficit features former Patriot by Lance Reynolds, Boston Herald. Hiring a New England Patriots Super Bowl champion as the head coach of the Brockton High School football team raised the eyebrows of a law firm charged with investigating an $18 million budget shortfall in the city's public schools.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
This
Boston-based law firm Nystrom, Beckman, and Paris slammed Brockton's former superintendent, Michael Thomas, that's it, close to home, who it said described himself as, quote, not a numbers guy, unquote, and how he allegedly circumvented hiring protocols, creating positions for friends and those he was connected to. In a scathing report released this week, the firm highlighted the hiring of former New England Patriot Jermaine Wiggins as, quote, another example, unquote, of Thomas's questionable hiring decisions.
I wasn't in the union.
Thomas tapped Wiggins as Brockton's head football coach in April 2023. Wiggy spoke for 3 hours at the introduction, replacing Peter Colombo, who had led the program since the late 60s. The superintendent then went on medical leave months later. The glaring budget deficit with Nystrom, Beck, and Paris attributed to overspending caused by structural failures came to light around the time Thomas went on leave. Quote, we did not find evidence of misappropriation of funds by any city or school department employee. We found no evidence of financial fraud, theft, or related criminal conduct, the report states. Uh-oh. Wiggins, a co-host on WEEI's morning sports radio show, had zero coaching experience and was not a member of the Brockton Education Association.
I had a lot of coaching experience. Yeah. I coached my kids from the time they were 5 years old all the way through high school. And I was a volunteer coach for the freshman team at Central Catholic.
There you go.
So that is some experience.
Correct that, puppy dog. Yeah. Let's go, Lance.
Yes. Okay. Harold, I want my money.
I want a full retractment. An agreement between the teachers union and Brockton School Committee establishes a stipend amount for a coach, and preference shall be given to a union member when he or she has equal or greater qualifications than another applicant. Wiggins, a tight end who helped the Patriots win their first Super Bowl in the 2001 season, congratulations.
Coached by Belichick.
Received a draft contract before he was hired that listed him as, quote, mentor and head football coach, unquote.
Right.
At a salary of $100,000.
What? That is news to me.
What? Oh, my God.
That is news to me. wait a second. Let me get out my calculator, because somebody owes me some money. How much is that?
What?
Hold on. How much is that?
You fumbled the bag.
$100,000?
They owe me.
I can barely hear you over there.
Hold on.
I'm speechless. I just can't believe he fumbled that bag.
No. They owe me $85,000.
They
paid me $15,000 to do this.
Quote, Thomas offered him the position and explained that Coach Wiggins is getting the same contracted stipend that anyone that got this job would have received, the report states. It's a narrative presented to the public, with Thomas responding to an inquiry in May of 2023 that Wiggins was set to receive a $15,000 $15,381 stipend.
Okay.
So there is, this goes on.
Where's the rest of my money then?
Where's the rest of your bag?
Yeah, where's the rest of my cash?
How do they do $100,000 then break it down to 15?
I don't know.
Where's the rest of my, that's $85,000 somebody owes me.
That math is not mathing. I don't know what happened over there.
I did that for 15.
To get a lawyer.
Yeah.
For what?
I mean, for the go after the Herald.
That's I thought you meant for like to protect me.
No, I'm not.
I want my money.
That's what I want. If you got paid $100,000 to do that,
and then wouldn't do it again.
Oh my God, that picture of Courtney when she found out.
Right, and then wouldn't do it. If they were paying me $100,000, you don't think I'd be coaching at Brockton this year?
This is like a horribly
right. I would have joined the union. How much is that Herald worth? I want my money.
Yeah. So, Wiggy, you were right all along. It was basically a union thing. This is what the issue is, that you were not.
And
in
I got
union.
And you know, they asked me that want the job. I took the job.
Right. Understand.
Damn. That's, where's my money?
Wow.
Hey, I'm like, hey.
That's like. Let me just figure this out. That's $30,000 per win.
Oh, my Lord.
All right. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, in the Herald. You can read more in the Herald. Holy cow.
Give me my damn money.
Wiggy.
I'm like Big Perm officially. I want my money.
Any press is good press. Don't forget that.
Oh, they did mention
pay that man his money.
Mentioned WEEI. Did they mention the Greg Hill Show?
They did not.
Okay.
And for $100,000, you can get Boston Herald subscriptions for 5 million years.
Right. Where's the rest of my money? Do the math, Curtis. How much is that? 15 and some change?
Yeah, I think the school committee's asking the same thing. But all right, we will take a quick break. We'll get to the rest of the news. Do not come at Coach.
Hey.
Warning to all news outlets, do not come at our guy. I will take these off.
That's it.
And throw. Figuratively.
Me too.
We'll be right back.
Oh, God.